With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The European Union is holding off on tariffs on the U.S.
The European Union was set to impose retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods on Monday, but European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says after receiving a letter from President Donald Trump announcing new tariffs of 30% on August 1st, the EU has decided to hold off on those countermeasures until August 1st.
We have always been very clear that we prefer a negotiated solution. This remains the case, and we will use the time that we have now till the 1st of August. And on the second track, since the very beginning, we have worked and now are ready to respond with countermeasures.
The EU is the United States' biggest trading partner and the world's largest trading bloc. I'm Donna Warder.
Economist Steve Moore predicts that Americans will soon be able to see the true impact of the president's ambitious legislation.
It's an enormous victory for growth, for prosperity. I don't like everything in it, but I'd say that this is one of the biggest conservative victories in the 30 or so years I've been in Washington.
Moore says the president's big, beautiful bill will make America prosperous again.
I mean, I could go on for a half hour. This is a very powerful bill, and I think it's going to cause a big burst of prosperity.
He spoke with Salem Radio Network. Texas officials have paused the search for flood victims along the Guadalupe River due to heavy rain and new high water warnings. No official word on when operations will resume. The death count stands at over 130, 170 people still missing. A bill to regulate college sports introduced in Congress would offer limited antitrust protection for the NCAA while barring schools from using student fees to pay for college athletic programs. This is SRN News. The question is, does your church still pass the plate? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 75% of America's Protestant congregations still use the traditional method of taking tithes during Sunday services. And many also have a plate sitting by the door that people can use as they come in or go out. A majority of churches also give people the option of making a digital donation on the church website or someplace else. However, Lifeway says 60% of parishioners don't use the digital option. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Criminal Court issues arrest warrants for the Taliban supreme leader and the head of Afghanistan's Supreme Court on charges of persecuting women and girls since seizing power nearly 4 years ago. The ICC accuses the Taliban of having severely deprived females of the rights to education, privacy, expression, thought, conscience, and religion. This is SRN News. President Trump's domestic legislation leaves states and localities free to continue regulating AI systems. State leaders were pleased, but American Global Strategy CEO Alexander Gray says he believes that approach may hinder America's race for AI dominance.
If you have this patchwork of state regulations on AI, you're ultimately going to have an environment that's not conducive to the number one goal, which is winning the AI race against the Chinese Communist Party.
Gray says the United States is getting some very tough competition from an Asian superpower in the race to develop AI.
You know, we thought with ChatGPT, with OpenAI, with Meta, with some of our other innovative companies in this space, Google, we thought we had a lead that was, I don't want to say insurmountable, but we thought we were much farther ahead of China than we actually are.
Gray was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.